Track number 4, Baptistry and Cathedral. In the late 15th century, the baptistry underwent many transformations under the Bishop of Reggio, Bonfrancesco Arlotti, who was responsible for the Renaissance adaptation of the facade and for annexing it in the bishop's palace. Above the portal, you will notice the lunette with a sculpture of the Baptism of Christ produced by Francesco Caprioli between 1497 and 1498. The interior of the baptistry has a Latin cross plan. The baptismal front is in Verona red marble. In the Middle Ages, units of measurements were carved on stone and were used by tradesmen and buyers on market days. Next to the baptistry, actually called the Church of San Giovanni, notice the units of measurements, the braccio, meaning the arm, used to measure fabrics, and the pertica, meaning the rod, about 2.5 meters long, for measuring wooden planks. Indeed, the saying, St. John shows up tricks, has survived to this day. Adjoining the baptistry is a cathedral, built in 857 on a pre-existing Roman site, and subsequently remodeled, first in Romanesque style, and at the end of the 16th century, in Renaissance style, on a design by Prospero Sogari, known as Clemente. The design was only applied to the lower level of the cathedral, but the sculptures of Adam and Eve underneath the lunette of the main portal are also the work of Clemente. The golden-bossed copper statue of Mary and Child enthroned, and the Fior di Belli spouses, which embellishes the octagonal tower above the façade, is by Bartolomeo Spani. Now walk into the cathedral. Jacob Burckhardt, when visiting Reggio Emilia as a tourist in 1853, wrote the following comments. Clementi's main work is a tomb of Bishop Ugo Rangoni in the chapel to the right of the choir. Both the seated statue and the two little angels on the sarcophagus, as well as the two small reliefs at the base representing virtue, reveal the influence of Michelangelo, indeed that of Della Porta himself. But at least there is a surviving element of freshness, leaving hardly any room for either mannerism or sentimentalism.